The key to a longer life? Follow the money. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Stanford researchers have just wrapped up the world's biggest study into the link between income and lifespan. And guess what? The more you make, the longer you live. On average, for men, the richest 1% live 15 years longer than the poorest 1%. But the study also shows that the way to fix the problem isn't what you'd think. You'd think the answer would be to close the income gap somehow. But in fact, when you look city by city, the effects of being poor matter much less in cities like San Francisco and New York, even though income inequality is greater there. And New York Times reporter Neil Irwin, who analyzed the study, says there's a reason for that.
The legislative efforts within New York City to deal with obesity, to eliminate trans fats, to reduce smoking.
That's important because the real reason poor people die sooner is that they tend to smoke, eat too much, and exercise less. In fact, for a low-income person, moving to a booming city like San Francisco or New York is more effective than medical care. Access to medical care had no effect on the average lifespans of poor people.
Living a long time, it's not just about what kind of health care you can get when you get sick, but living a long time is partly about the kinds of healthy behaviors that happen throughout life over many decades.
The researchers said that a poor person at age 40 who moves to a city where healthy living is part of the culture can add 4.5 years to his lifespan, assuming he can get a job there. Otherwise, he's out living in a tent with thousands of other people who took that advice. Now this. This is Dave Ross. Email at daveross.com.